Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with daytime highs approaching 39. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 17. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, highs level off around 51. 1 to 3 inches of snow Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 28.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Congress faces a Friday deadline to pass a massive bill to fund the government for the rest of the fiscal year, but negotiations still far from final heading into the weekend. The latest of three successive continuing resolutions that have kept the government funded at fiscal year 2021 levels expires on Friday. If lawmakers can't get an omnibus fiscal year 2022 bill to President Biden by the weekend, they'll have to pass yet another stopgap spending measure, else the government will partially shut down starting over the weekend. Complicating hopes for the deal this week is a White House request to add $22 billion in COVID aid to the legislation in addition to supplemental funding for Ukraine. Republicans balking at adding pandemic relief to the package, with some saying they needed to see an accounting for what had already been spent. As lawmakers left town last week, Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Pat Leahy of Vermont said the omnibus negotiations literally in about 1,000 pieces and no one piece will make or break it. He says he's still optimistic about meeting a Friday deadline. A longtime GOP member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Roy Blunt of Missouri, said he doubted COVID aid could make it into the bill. The Ukraine funding probably has more energy at the moment, he said. Elsewhere, Senate Commerce Committee Chair Maria Cantwell of Washington State said she would try to get a vote for the panel on the Senate Ocean Shipping Reform Act as soon as this week. While the bill doesn't go as far as the House-passed measure, it's intended to rein in shipping rates and ease port bottlenecks that have snagged agricultural products and other exports. The House included in its version a sweeping international competitiveness bill passed in February. Cantwell said she wants to move the Senate measure as a standalone bill so it's clear where the Senate stands on the issue. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the new 2022 Silverado pickups, a 1500 model LT, it's the Trail Boss, and a 2500 HD High Country Z71 edition. Also in on trade is a 2017 GMC Sierra work truck, a one-owner new truck trade-in. Check it out today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. One person was found dead Sunday as firefighters worked to contain a wildfire that burned 12,000 acres in south central Kansas. Reno County emergency management officials said one person who had been reported missing during the fire was found dead Sunday morning. The fire began Saturday and burned land east of Hutchinson in Reno and Harvey counties. Several injuries were also reported. Several homes were destroyed in the fire as well. Hutchinson Fire Chief Stephen Beers said he won't have a complete damage report ready until later this week. Firefighters were continuing to monitor hotspots and work to ensure the fire was contained on Sunday. Occupants in a Topeka home were able to make it out safely after a fire broke out in the kitchen on March 5th, just before 5 p.m. When the Topeka Fire Department arrived at the residence of 1911 Southwest Collins Avenue, they found a small fire coming from the kitchen. An investigation found the cause of the fire to be accidental due to unattended cooking. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
It's truck month at Rusty at Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty at Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty at Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty at Ford. Pricing under MSRP, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on the group worries made by 4-4-2020. Group credit tax and fees not all qualified. Any term financing can afford with credit. 0% APR for 36 months is 2778 per month for 1,000 finance. All four BBC dealer offers can happen tomorrow.
Kansas Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall endorsed an embargo on importation of Russian oil. Senator Jerry Moran.
It is so important to Russia, this foreign currency coming. It's how they finance their country. Eliminating the pipeline capability of delivering natural gas to Europe is a component of that.
Two Wichita teenagers are jailed for allegedly shooting at a car that crashed, killing two people inside the vehicle. KSN reports that the 18 and 19-year-old suspects were each booked on suspicion of two counts of first-degree murder, aggravated assault, and gun and marijuana crimes. The incident happened February 21st. Officers called to the scene found a car that had crashed at Lincoln and George Washington Boulevard. Two of the people in the car, 21-year-old Emil Williams and 20-year-old Alonzo Montgomery, died. And finally, McPherson County Dispatch said a fire started when oil rigs were struck by lightning around 1:40 p.m. near Galva, Kansas. Crews were on the scene for several hours before the fire was under control. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Lincoln man has been sentenced to life in prison for the shooting death of his estranged wife's new boyfriend in downtown Omaha. The Omaha World-Herald reports 28-year-old Marlon Miranda Jr. was sentenced Thursday to life, plus another 45 to 50 years for a firearms conviction in the June 2020 death of Jose Santos Pata Juarez. A jury convicted Miranda in December of first-degree murder and use of a firearm to commit a felony. A mountain lion that was born in Nebraska has been killed in Montana, a first for both states. The Lincoln Journal Star reports that the mountain lion was just a kitten in 2018 when state biologists found it and a sibling in a den in the Pine Ridge area near Chadron and attached a yellow ear tag. The mountain lion walked more than 250 miles, ending up near Akalaka, Montana, in the state's southeast corner where he was killed during the state's hunting season. I'm Trace Tall. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Thursday, March 10th, I want to invite you to join me, John McCurry, in Burton, Kansas, for the 45th anniversary McCurry Angus Ranch Bull Sale. This year's offering includes 80 bulls with genomic-enhanced EPDs and complete performance information. Included is 65 head of fall long-aged 20-month yearlings, 15 spring fancy yearlings. 50% of these bulls are safe to use on heifers by breed-leading sires such as Justified, Bravo, Relevant, Rainmaker, and grandsons of the Foundation Bulls of Final Answer and Bismarck. These individuals are built with the cow herd in mind, with muscle, structure, doability, and maternal function in mind. I invite you to go to McCurryAngus.com to look at videos in the catalog, or call me, John, at 620-727-5197. Again, that number is 620-727-5197. We'll see you March 10th.
McCurry Angus Ranch. Find them online at McCurryAngus.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week voted unanimously to appoint Cheryl Scala as Marshall County Health Nurse effective March 1st at a rate of $60,000 annually with a review in 6 months. She'll take the place of Sue Rhodes, who earlier announced her resignation, taking a position with Country Place Senior Living. Scala's been with the County Health Department since 2007, and a search for her replacement will begin soon. County Attorney Megan Voracek has submitted her resignation for personal reasons effective March 23rd. With that, she did not want to make the decision regarding moving the county attorney's office to a new jail facility. On that subject, the contract for construction manager at risk has been forwarded to AHRS Construction for review. The architect will be meeting with Sheriff Tim Ackerman next week, and they will bring drawings with both options to review. After further consideration, it was determined it's in the best interest to continue to plan on moving the county attorney's office. Public Works Administrator met with the board advising that Gage County Supervisor called and reported they've reopened the conversation regarding a bridge on State Line Road in Oquito Township with a new estimate of $193,000, adding the possibility of $25,000 for additional drilling if necessary. The bridge crew is starting a bridge replacement on 13th Road north of Sunflower Road. Representatives with Invenergy, Grain Belt Express met with the board and presented information regarding the transmission line that's proposed through Kansas. Currently, we'll start in Ford County and encompass 14 counties ending in Donovan County. The project is state tax exempt for 10 years per KCC regulations and is fully approved by the KCC. There will be approximately 4 towers per mile. The county will receive payment of $7,500 per linear mile prior to the project beginning. Invenergy does have the authority to exert eminent domain, but they reported that's not something they like to do. There are over 1,700 easements needed throughout Kansas and Missouri, and they have landowner voluntary execution on some 1,100 at this time. Construction is anticipated to begin 2023 or 24, and they hope to be in service by the fourth quarter of 2025. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously to approve the road use agreement and haul route. Washington County Commissioners heard an update on the Neighborhood Revitalization Program last week's meeting, noting 73 applications with 23 projects underway this year. Commissioners declined a request from JBN Telephone for funding toward broadband revitalization and upgrades in the Barnes area. Highway 63 north of Havensville in Pottawatomie County closed for a period of time with a grass fire out of control Saturday evening. Several vehicle slide-off accidents late Sunday afternoon as the snowstorm moved in. On a related note, this week marks Severe Weather Awareness Week in Kansas. Tornado sirens to be tested statewide Tuesday, March 8th at 10 a.m. Kansas FFA will stop in Marysville Wednesday afternoon as part of a series of community engagement meetings highlighting Kansas FFA and the impact on local communities. Public is welcome, RSVP due through KansasFFAFoundation.org, which includes more details. The stop in Marysville at Landall Lanes Wednesday at 2 and 7 p.m., with other stops in northeast Kansas planned in Wamego, Holden, Sabetha, and Hiawatha. Discussion will include what is in store for the future of the organization. Hanover schools will dismiss at noon Wednesday with no classes Thursday and Friday as teams open play in the state basketball tournament at Great Bend. Boys tip off Wednesday at 6, girls Thursday at 8. Valley Heights schools will dismiss Wednesday at 2 as the Lady Mustangs tip off at 4 in Manhattan in the state basketball tournament. A community-wide pep rally is planned Wednesday at 12:15 in the junior-senior high gym with a send-off at 12:45. Michael W. Howard, age 76, of Holmesville, passed away Friday. A memorial service was held Monday. Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Michael Howard.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will continue to stay much cooler across the region today, but conditions will start to clear up with lots of sunshine. Temperatures will stay on the cooler side throughout the overnight hours before warming back up throughout Tuesday. For today, we can expect to see highs in the mid to upper 30s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 30s throughout Nebraska, the mid-30s to lower 40s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s to lower 40s throughout Missouri. Staying extremely cool overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper teens throughout Nebraska, the lower teens to lower 20s throughout Kansas, and the upper teens to upper 20s throughout Missouri. Conditions will continue to stay dry and slightly warmer throughout Tuesday before a low-pressure system brings a chance for rain and snow showers throughout Wednesday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March 53, record high in this date 79, the average low 28, the record low 5 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:26. Sunrise in the morning, 6:51. We recorded a couple of inches of snow Sunday,
and just shy of 10 hundredths of an inch of rain with a thunderstorm Saturday.
They don't have showy bright blossoms, but the season's first wildflowers are out there. We will tell you what to look for next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 7th. It is the 66th day of the year, and actor Bryan Cranston is turning 66 today. The first wildflower of the season has already sprouted, but don't be expecting pastel petals or delicate aromas. That's because over much of the country, the year's first wildflower is skunk cabbage. And yes, if you crush one of its leaves and take a whiff, you'll find its name is well-deserved. It may initially appear as a rather plain-looking green plant, but there's a fascinating way to identify skunk cabbage. Its unique chemistry allows it to make its own heat. Where there is still snow on the ground, you can still spot the plant by the circular patterns of melted snow. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online anytime at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Texas coach Chris Beard made the calculated decision to take away the flotilla of Kansas sharpshooters in their showdown at Allen Fieldhouse, where the 6th-ranked Jayhawks were trying to clinch a share of the Big 12 title on Saturday. Well, it worked for 40 minutes. It didn't work for the 5 minutes in overtime, though. Jalen Wilson had 17 points and 13 rebounds, and Christian Braun had 13 points and 11 boards, helping to make up for an off game from Ochai Agbaji and help the Jayhawks, who are now 25-6, 14-4 overall in the Big 12, clinch the number one seed in the Big 12 tournament. Kansas will play the winner of the Kansas State-West Virginia game in Thursday's quarterfinal round in Kansas City. Amaja Gibson hit 7 3-pointers and finished with 29 points to help Oklahoma beat Kansas State 78-71 in the regular season finale for both teams. Kansas State will now take on West Virginia 6 o'clock Thursday at the 2022 Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday, March 10th, I want to invite you to join me, John McCurry, in Burton, Kansas, for the 45th anniversary McCurry Angus Ranch Bull Sale. This year's offering includes 80 bulls with genomic enhanced EPDs and complete performance information. Included is 65 head of fall long-aged 20-month yearlings, 15 spring fancy yearlings. 50% of these bulls are safe to use on heifers by breed-leading sires such as Justified, Bravo, Relevant, Rainmaker, and grandsons of the Foundation Bulls of Final Answer and Bismarck. These individuals are built with the cow herd in mind, with muscle, structure, doability, and maternal function in mind. I invite you to go to McCurryAngus.com to look at videos in the catalog, or call me, John, at 620-727-5197. Again, that number is 620-727-5197. We'll see you March 10th.
McCurry Angus Ranch. Find them online at McCurryAngus.com.
Wichita State finished strong at Charles Koch Arena Saturday afternoon. They beat East Carolina 70-62 to wrap up the regular season and put themselves in a better position in the American Athletic Conference tournament. The Shockers finished the season with 2 straight wins, while Cincinnati dropped 5 straight to end the year. That slide allowed the Shockers to move up to the number 7 seed of the tournament. They'll play Tulsa, the number 10 seed, in the opening round Thursday at 2 p.m., and that game will be broadcast on ESPNU.
Washburn is heading to the big dance. The Ichabods were named a 7 seed in the Division II Men's Basketball Championship Tournament Central Region. The Bods will play Minnesota Duluth in the opening round of the tournament. This marks back-to-back seasons the Ichabods have been selected to the big dance. Even more, Washburn has made it to the NCAA tournament for the last 5 years. Washburn, who is 21-10, made it all the way to the MIAA Conference Championship game where they fell short against Northwest Missouri. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American.
It was a clean sweep for the Hanover Wildcats as both of their teams will make their way to state competition next week. Starting on the boys' side, the Hanover Wildcats defeated the Axtell Eagles 65-30 behind a strong 24 points from Emmett Juneman in the victory, 3-for-6 from the free throw line, and Philip Debley second with 11 points, 4-for-4 from the charity stripe. In the loss, Brendan Schmelsley had 16, and Isaac Detweiler had 6. And then on Saturday night, the Hanover Wildcats girls basketball team defeated the Lynn Bulldogs 60-44 behind a strong fourth quarter from Keegan Atkins to stem the bleeding. And she finished with 12 total points, and second on the team, Tessa Losi, with 11. Unfortunately, on the side of Lynn, Sophia Bott finished with 20 points in the loss. She was a big factor in getting Lynn down to an 8-point deficit, but it was not enough in the end. And then 9 points from Claire Beichman, 1-for-4 from the free throw line, was her effort in the loss. So Hanover will go to state competition starting next week with KNDY Radio. My name is Paxton Gordon.
Sub-state championships completed Saturday. 1A Division II, Hanover girls and boys advanced to state. Hanover girls beat Lynn 60-44. Hanover boys top Axtell 65-30. Class 1A, Division I, Centralia girls advanced, defeating Frankfort 44-39. The Troy boys took care of Paravel 58-57. Washington County girls fell to Clifton Clyde 36-31. Solomon boys over Clifton Clyde 53-50. Class 2A Valley Heights girls advanced to state, defeating St. Mary's 51-37. St. Mary's boys took Waubunsee in overtime 64-57. Class 4A girls Clay Center advances to state, defeating Clearwater 31-30. 4A boys Abilene over Rock Creek in overtime 64-57 to advance, while Wamego fell to Topeka Hayden 52-37. Area high school basketball teams hit a state tournament action this week. Class 1A Division 2 at the Barton Community College in Great Bend. Hanover boys are top seed and face 8th seed Central Plains with just 4 wins on the season Wednesday at 6. Game live on FM 95.5. With a win, Hanover boys face the 4-5 seed winner Buckland or Caldwell Friday at 6. Other quarterfinal matchups, 2nd seed Greeley County versus Pawnee Heights, and 3rd seed Northern Valley meets Waverly. On the girls' side, Hanover Lady Wildcats have a number 6 seed and face 3rd seed Lebo Thursday at 8. Game live on FM 95.5. With a win, Lady Wildcats face 2nd seed Central Plains or 7th seed St. John's Tipton Friday at 8. Other first-round action, top seed Golden Plains versus 8th seed Buckland. 4-5 seeds are South Haven and Central Christian. 1A Division 1 at Dodge City. 2nd seed Centralia meets 7th seed Spearville Thursday night at 6. With a win, Lady Panthers would face 3rd seed Little River or number 6 Burlingame Friday at 8. Top seed Hodgman County faces 8th seed Clifton Clyde in first round play. And the 4-5 seeds are Osborne and Pretty Prairie. On the boys' side, Troy meets top seed Olpe Wednesday at 2. If they survive, they would play Osborne or Maxville with Norwich, Solomon, South Gray, and Ness City rounding out the field. Class 2A, Valley Heights Lady Mustangs of a number 5 seed and face 4th seed Berean Academy Wednesday at 4 in Manhattan. Game live on FM 95.5. At the quarterfinal matchups, top seed Sterling meets Mission Valley. 2nd seed St. Mary's Colgan versus Garden Plain. 3rd seed Jackson Heights takes on Smith Center. Lady Mustangs would win Wednesday. They'd face the winner of a Sterling Mission Valley game Friday at 2 in Manhattan. Clay Center girls, Abilene boys advance in 4A state tournament action.
Add some color and hummingbird appeal to your garden and containers with Scarlet Runner Bean. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This climbing pole bean has scarlet flowers that eventually turn into edible snap beans. Grow them in a sunny spot on a trellis, arbor, or fence. Use them to screen bad views or near your home, patio, or other area where you can enjoy their beauty and the hummingbirds that come for a visit. Plant seeds in properly prepared soil in a sunny location in the garden or container. Plant seeds about an inch deep and 2 to 3 inches apart. They should sprout in about 2 weeks. Then sow remaining plants are 4 to 8 inches apart. Continual harvesting keeps the plant producing more flowers and beans. Harvest beans when the pods are full size but not swollen. And try a few of the flowers. They're edible too. Use them in salads, soups, or desserts. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Many towns and cities have restored their old rail depots. That's the case in Duluth, Minnesota, and the building is quite impressive in its own right. Step inside and head down to the tracks, and you'll find something world-class. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated seed plus graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In downtown Duluth, you'll find a place with quite a history.
The building is on the National Register of Historic Places, Andrew. It was built in 1892 by the Northern Pacific Railway and built at then an astronomical price of $650,000. Today, it's irreplaceable.
Ken Buehler is speaking of the town's beautiful depot. One of the sites housed here today is the Lake Superior Railroad Museum.
The building was saved by a community effort in the middle 1970s. The railroad was getting out of the passenger business. Amtrak was being formed, and they were looking for an arts, culture, and history destination.
Ken says it was one of the museum's founders that helped them acquire some amazing locomotives, passenger and rail cars, and other unique pieces.
Don Shank was vice president general manager of the Duluth Mesabian Iron Range Railway, which was the local railroad owned by U.S. Steel. And his idea of collecting was to call all his buddies in the railroad business and say, find the oldest thing on property, fix it, paint it, and send it to me.
Ken says this museum is unique from most others because what you see here ran in this area of the country, so you get a real sense of what the railroads were like.
The oldest piece in the collection is the William Crooks. It is an American-style 0440 steam locomotive. It was brought up the Mississippi River on a barge. It was the first steam locomotive in Minnesota. It wasn't a railroad here. There weren't tracks here. They were going to build from scratch, and they brought it up the Mississippi River in 1861.
This is an outstanding museum, ranked as the top such rail museum in the country by many. And the story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
A successful deworming program will help boost your cattle operation profits. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here are four ways to enhance the efficacy of your dewormers as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too.
Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Deworming cattle is very important to reduce internal parasites. These parasites can affect feed intake, lower the average daily gain, and lower reproductive performance. They are also dangerous to the health of the animal. John Davidson is the Senior Associate Director for Beef Cattle Professional Services at Beringer Ingelheim. He says they recommend four pillars to enhance your dewormer program. The first one is having good diagnostics. Take samples from the cattle, evaluate the parasite burdens, and what species of worms are present in the animals. The second pillar is, how do we maintain the efficacy of the products we're using?
And that is using products in combination to ensure the highest degree of kill in the cattle population. So using a traditional pour-on or injectable dewormer in combination with an oral drench is called combination treatment.
There can be differences in how dewormers are manufactured. Be sure to choose products backed by extensive research and consult with your veterinarian to set up a deworming program that fits your production and management goals. The third pillar is good animal husbandry and stewardship of pasture resources. Cattle usually get infected with parasites from the pastures they graze.
The vast majority of parasite transmission occurs when the grass gets short. And so paying attention to stocking rates and the forage height, limiting the peak transmission there into vulnerable and susceptible cattle, is going to be an important consideration.
And lastly, Davidson recommends leaving some animals untreated. This provides a population of organisms that have not been exposed to the compounds that we're treating with to reduce resistance buildup. Learn more about enhancing dewormer efficacy at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
As thou hast been thou. fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Adapt or die. Advice from an ag industry consultant and market observer today on Farm to Fork. Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. As a grower, there are a lot of things you can't control. The weather, commodity prices, trade issues, but Trident Nitrogen Stabilizer from Verdesian Life Sciences helps you actually control the controllables. Trident protects against all three forms of nitrogen loss, thus making more nitrogen available to the plant and protecting your investment. Talk to your local ag retailer about Trident and control the controllables. Kevin Van Trump operates Farm Direction and the Van Trump Report out of Kansas City, Missouri. Farm Direction is a consulting service, and the Van Trump Report offers daily market commentary and analysis. In a recent episode of the Groundwork podcast, Van Trump says size matters in farming.
To farm and be productive at farming, you now have to be accepting to the latest technology, because you have to try and produce higher yields to compete with what would be lower deflationary prices. But to bring that technology on, you have to have more acres to go to scale.
Van Trump says that doesn't mean small farms won't work, but they may have to adapt.
Your 100, 200 acre farm, that family may have to shift more to specialty type crops that produce smaller quantities but are paid a bigger premium.
Van Trump says U.S. farmers long had a technology edge over their foreign competitors, but he adds those technologies have now spread around the world. Van Trump says most consumers are just not aware of these aspects of the farming and ranching business.
I think it's hard for a lot of folks who aren't in the space. They only get parts and pieces of the story, and I wish they could go out and really see what is happening out there and how it is.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, a partnership between the Soy Transportation Coalition along with the St. Lawrence COA Management Corporation is seeking to export more U.S. soybeans to international buyers. As the Gateway Incentive Program, adopted last year and renewed for 2022, it reduces tolls by near 50% on new soybean shipments via the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway. And Derek Hagwood, the United Soybean Board Director and Arkansas farmer, says the agreement supports the reliable delivery of U.S. soybeans.
The St. Lawrence Seaway stretches over 2,300 miles from the Atlantic Ocean to the Great Lakes to Duluth, Minnesota. Currently, that waterway is only moving about 2% of U.S. soy exports. And we're hoping with this new agreement, the Gateway Incentive Program, that we'll be able to greatly increase our shipments on this waterway. We're hoping it plays a significant role in accessing our international markets.
As the international demand for U.S. soybeans continues to grow, he says this agreement helps U.S. farmers meet that demand globally.
As we see the demand for U.S. soy continue to rise, if you look at the 2020-2021 marketing year, we saw record exports in volume. And we're hoping that this will help us to reach our customers. We know how to grow it, but we've got to get it to our buyers. And that's something that we're hoping will not only make us a better exporter, but it will also increase the bottom line for U.S. farmers.
He says improving infrastructure for exports is a key priority for the United Soybean Board.
Over the years, we've invested in key infrastructure projects, one of them, to incentivize the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to inspect Lock and Dam number 25, which plays an integral part in barge shipping, and our new strategic plan, which we're just a few months into, one of our three priority areas is connectivity and infrastructure.
You can find more information about the Soy Checkoff investments online at unitedsoybean.org. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Biden administration released the 2022 trade policy agenda and their 2021 annual report this week. Michael Clements has more about the goals outlined in that report.
Dave Salmonson, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Congressional Relations, says the report shares the administration's trade goals with Congress.
It is really a report that's required to be made from the administration to Congress annually to talk about what the administration has done in the past year and what they want to do going forward for the current year. So it is meant to make sure that Congress is involved, and of course, through Congress, the American people, in the administration's trade policy actions.
Major priorities for 2022 include China and the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework.
The administration starts off with trying to recalibrate how they deal with China. Also, and this is a part of that strategy, is including the new Indo-Pacific economic strategy, trying to have closer economic ties with many of the countries in the region. And also an emphasis on enforcement of existing trade agreements. Doesn't include everything we would be looking for at Farm Bureau. You don't see any discussion of moving forward with reauthorizing trade promotion authority or any mention of pursuing binding trade agreements.
Other priorities include bolstering supply chains and improving sustainability through trade. Salmonson says the report is overall positive for agriculture.
We just had the forecast from USDA. They're looking at over $183 billion of U.S. agricultural exports. So we're looking at this agenda to deliver on maintaining the markets we have and expanding markets. So it's good that they want to work on the trade relationship with China. The new Indo-Pacific economic framework has to be developed. It's a good start. We need engagement with those countries, but we always look forward to having agreements that will reduce barriers in the region.
Michael Clements, Washington.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
If you're looking for a late-model used planter, brace yourself. prices have gone up by as much as 40% on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Agoro Carbon Alliance offers farmers and ranchers across the U.S. a new revenue stream guaranteed for 10 years with upfront payments for simple practice changes like implementing no-till, cover crops, and grazing management. Providing local on-the-ground agronomic support backed by a national team of carbon farming experts. Start your carbon cropping journey today at agorocarbonalliance.com.
Be time to upgrade your planter, but good luck finding a good deal on a used one, especially 24-row planters. Over the last year, anything late model with just a few acres on it was gobbled up. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming. He says an analysis of 24-row planters by TractorZoom shows this category saw the largest percentage leap in value.
Of the most popular planters, the 24-row planter, their tendencies on the prices were about 10 to 15 to 20% higher last year. And you're thinking, well, that's what we're heading into this winter. No, it's just actually gone nuts. It's gone up in some cases as much as 40% on late model used planters, especially if they have just 1 year on them or maybe 2 years.
So what are prices looking like? Well, you might want to sit down.
If you're looking at a John Deere 24-row 1775 NT, that's their most popular planter, a year to 2 years old, you're going to be looking at $250,000, depending on how it's equipped. But they're pretty consistent in price. When I did the price analysis for the story that's going to appear in the April issue of Successful Farming, Case IH, same thing for their 2150. The Kinze 4900 at about $200,000 for their planter.
Mowitz says it's not price gouging, it's just the market right now. It may be best to recondition your planter until machinery supplies become more stable and affordable in the next 2 to 3 years. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about planter prices at agriculture.com.
Get on target with the very best Perfert and Angus seed stock at the On Target Bull Sale Saturday, March 19th, 1 o'clock. On Target Bull Development Center at 990 Tumbleweed Road, north of Blue Rapids off Highway 77. Featuring 35 Hereford Bulls, 20 Hereford First Calf Pairs, and 12 Hereford Heifers from Spring Hill Herefords, plus 27 Angus Bulls and 10 Angus Heifers from Alcove Cattle Company. Broadcast on DV Auction. To see the catalog and videos, go online to OnTargetBullSale.com. For calving ease, performance, feedlot efficiency, and carcass quality, it's the On Target Bull Sale, Saturday, March 19th.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit. We've been pretty consistent today once markets opened up. Not a whole lot of movement or changes throughout the market. Corn's still lingering in the red right now. The wheat is still positive. Soybeans have kind of teetered back and forth throughout most of the day today. March corn is down a penny right now, sitting at 7.55 and a half. The May corn also down slightly at 3 3/4 lower at 7.50 and 3/4. And the wheat market, Kansas City wheat for March is up by 25 cents right now at 12.25 and 3/4. They've been sitting there for a while, pretty stagnant. May wheat is also up by 39 and 3/4 at 12.53 and a half. And the bean market, we saw them start off in the green slightly, went down to the red. Now they're back up positive a little bit with March beans up by 3 1/2 cents at 16.79 and 3/4. The May's up 5 3/4 right now, 6 cents now at 16.66 and a quarter. Mixed in the meal right now, March is down by 90 cents at 4.68 even, with the soybean meal for May up a buck at 4.61 and 40 cents. And the soybean oil is
is mostly higher, with March oil up by 32 cents at 77 and 12 cents. Cotton market has turned kind of mixed on the board right now, with the March cotton down by 83 cents at 119.37. The May's up by 43 cents at 116 and 85 cents. And the oats market is mostly lower here. March is off the board at 725 and a quarter. The May oats are down by 29 and a half cents at 635 and three quarters. U.S. dollar index right now is mostly higher, with the March index sitting at 40 cents at 99.07. We have the 30-year bonds for March up just slightly right now at 157.18. And 10-year notes for March are down slightly at 128.10. Stock market today been having a really rough day as we continue to see a lot of red on the board here. The Dow Jones down 577 points at 33,036. The S&P is down by 89 points at 42.39. And the NASDAQ in the red by 319 points. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Lawn mowing season can be a lot easier with the productivity of a Walker mower from Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service. Walker mowers have a compact design for easy maneuvering, an out front deck for trimming, and a variety of attachments to help maintain a healthy lawn all year. Come into Maximum Outdoor Equipment and take a Walker mower for a test drive today. Maximum Outdoor Equipment, south of Kellogg on West Street, or MaximumOutdoor.com. We know mowers.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Jeremy Edwards with Norris Collision Center of Goddard explains the Norris Collision Center difference.
That small door ding that's been bothering since they bought the car, the air noise that it's always had since they've bought the car, we'll go over and above what just the insurance company says just to make sure it's a very memorable experience inside and out, and go that extra mile for them because we can afford to do that. We can take the time, as much time as we want, to make sure it's perfect.
Norris Collision Center of Goddard. See more at Norris.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
weekends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.